Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bijan Robinson, the running back. Here's London moving out on the wide side. They take the snap. Here's Penix. Michael looks, rips it. London stretches the ball across. That's a touchdown for Atlanta.
My goodness, what a play by London.
What a catch. And then the presence of mind to reach that joker right over the white line.
That was an insane play right there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Yes, massive win in Atlanta last night. We are living in it all morning long, 24-14 over Buffalo. Get on Twitter. Let us know how you're feeling about it, like Lawrence did. He tweeted us. He said he was up late last night due to his excitement after the Falcons win, watching game highlights. He got up early, getting the kids ready for pre-K, and he woke up with limited sleep, but he's feeling refreshed, like he got full hours because of his excitement.
Yeah, I feel the vibes on that.
That's the way I feel, too. Hey, I just got a tweet from Spencer. Who said, hey, last week, I gave you a shout. He goes, last week you said you wanted to do Charlie Warner do the quarterback sneak or take a handoff. He's like, well, last night I did it. Well, it wasn't actually Charlie. It was Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
But they took Felipe in motion, Allie, and he runs under center as the quarterback sneak, former quarterback, and just leans forward. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Like, is that creative? And now Spencer's not saying this, but is that creative enough for some people? Because I love it. And I think it came from the Squidbilly playbook.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about – And I think the way that I think we talked about this a little while ago, where we were talking about I need Michael Penix to get a carry to get a read option in the red zone, and we mentioned I was like look I don't know, maybe it's a situation where you bring Felipe Franks in if that's, and it was almost off the cuff, but I thought about that last night because I was like we definitely have mentioned the fact that Felipe has played quarterback, and I would love to see him get at least a touch in the run game in the red zone and be able to do that. He's such an athletic guy. And he knows how to handle snaps in the shotgun and under center.
Yeah.
And they used him again last night. Shout out to Zach Robinson. The hard count that ices the game right there at the end and draws Buffalo off sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, that was. You forget about that. That was part. When he went under center, the guy signed off the practice squad probably might be – anyway, not signed, but elevated. He might not be elevated next week.
Yeah, that's
– that's a tough right guy. I felt bad for him, but then again –
who was it that was a scratch? Somebody was a scratch right before the game.
Daquan Jones.
Yeah, Daquan Jones was scratched right before the game. I was sitting next to Joe Patrick in the booth, and we were kind of just chatting. And then I kind of heard in the back of my brain, I was like, "Did they just say 92's out?"
Yeah,
I was like, "What?
A calf, I guess, in warmups."
Crazy.
It's been a rough week for guys in warmups.
Yeah,
I mean, the Colts had a guy go on the IR because of a warmup issue with Anthony Richardson Senior. I guess they have. I don't know where I get to huddle.
Mm-hmm.
But the sequence right there, the end of the first half, where we get the ball back, and you get it, and it's a yellow light, and some people were kind of, we should have had more urgency. I think it should be said that you're playing defense while you're playing offense with a guy like Josh Allen. And I actually love the way they handled that situation, because the main thing you wanted to do is, if you couldn't get a first down, you didn't want to leave a bunch of time on the clock, because they can strike quickly, because they'll spread you out, and then Allen's going to take off. And we saw where that last drive of the game that they had, he ran for, I think, 15, 20 yards in that one. I personally, I don't know about you, Mike, but I thought that was as well as you could do it, because you don't do that thinking like, well, Josh Allen's going to throw his interception at the 50-yard line.
Right.
Okay? So you did everything to secure, because you knew they get the ball back. they get the ball to start second half. So what you don't want to do is not get a first down, give them the ball back with over a minute left on the clock, and they can go double dip. And now the game's completely different, and the momentum is different because they stopped you and scored going into halftime and get the ball back.
Yeah, I think, and we talked about it a number of times, and Dave Archer did a nice job of kind of mentioning this throughout the week, that these were the two top teams in the NFL in terms of time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
So you that was the game within the game, was playing keep away and making sure that Josh Allen did not have his hands on the football or had his hands on the football as few a times as possible, and you did win the time of possession battle with the Atlanta Falcons last night. 31 minutes, 39 seconds compared to 28 minutes, 21 seconds for the Bills. It was a massive part of what we were able to do last night.
Well, and if you have thoughts on the game, if you want to celebrate alongside with us, tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. We'll get to some of those on air. You do that while we go in the huddle. So the Tennessee Titans have fired their head coach, Brian Callahan. They are 1-5 so far this season.
It's just brutal. But I don't know. And we talked about this in the pregame show a little bit last night on the network. Bo was kind of wondering, hey, where does this leave his dad, Bill? His dad, Bill, walked out the door with him. Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
but
his dad,
I
Bill,
figured.
Walked out the door with him. Not only that, but it looks like they're going to give the interim, Mike McCoy, they're going to give him a chance to actually keep this job. And they went straight out and said that he's going to have every opportunity. You remember he was, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, a head coach for the Chargers. So he has that background. He is an offensive guy, but it looks like they're going to give him every opportunity to actually be the head coach. But just brutal stuff going up in Nashville right now.
I can't remember who tweeted it, but I think it was one of the NFL Schefter Rapoport, something like that, and the turnover they've had in that building. They're on their like third GM in 5 years. Hmm. They fired Robinson, then they hired Ram Carthen. They fired Ram Carthen. They hired whatever his name is now. You know, obviously Vrabel was there. And then he's gone, and you have Callahan, and now he's gone. And oh, by the way,
ding,
Vrabel and the Patriots are your next opponent.
That's good.
So it's rough. And you, whatever you do, the goal now is to. I think it's smart because you want McCoy to do everything he can to get the job. Not that he wouldn't anyways, but also, you know, bring along the young quarterback.
Yeah, I think it develops some continuity if they're able to rally around him and get some different ideas in that building. So we'll see.
Well, I know we were busy with a different Monday Night Football game, but the Chicago Bears did beat the Commanders by a field goal 25-24 last night.
Can we just talk for 1 second about this quarterback class?
Let's do it.
It's crazy to me because I'm watching Caleb Williams walk off the field. He beats Jaden Daniels. And obviously, you know, that Washington team has had its ups and downs. We just saw them a couple of weeks ago. But Jaden Daniels has been fine. You know, I don't think he played a perfect game by any means last night. And his fumble really is what cost them with 3 minutes left. They put the ball on the ground in a monsoon. But you look at those two guys. We just talked about New England and Drake May. Michael Penix really in front of the NFL world last night, beating the reigning MVP. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But these quarterbacks from this draft class right now, and throw Bo Nix into that as well, it's just crazy. The only one not living up to the hype, and for injury reasons, and this really is his rookie season, is J.J. McCarthy. It's just insane to look at the output that these guys had when you look at all those first-round draft picks that were in that class. They are living up to expectations.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about how Ben Johnson maybe was too hard of a coach and was, you know, too hostile and too rude and all this kind of stuff. And now they're 3-2. They've won three straight. Caleb Williams is growing up in front of our eyes because I've been pretty harsh on him. But the post-game press conference that he had, hey, you know, you guys are winning games. I mean, we're just taking it at a time. We're just trying to go out there and do everything during the week.
I didn't see that.
It was really good. I was like, I'm sitting there and I'm on my air mattress trying to go to sleep. And I go, damn, is that Caleb Williams talking?
What? What?
That's pretty.
Somebody turn the lights on.
I don't remember him talking about this, but you're right. I mean, in Washington, let's not. You said the troubles they've had. They've had some injuries. Last weekend, they went to L.A. and beat the Chargers, I mean, like a drum.
Yeah.
And Chargers are 4-2. Everybody's injured. So they got injuries. The entire freaking league has injuries. That's what the league is. But that's a huge win for Chicago on the road.
Agreed.
With a young, talented team. It was one of the teams that I thought that could get into the playoffs this year and be one of, you know, the first time playoff teams. Steak and I did that drill.
Yeah.
There you go. For the season.
Chicago also was operating on a rest advantage. So there you go.
Well, we're not going to be operating on one Sunday.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles, Za'Darius Smith has announced he is retiring. Dylan, you okay?
Wait, Dylan, your thoughts? No, just kidding.
This is a shock, by the way, Dylan, right?
Ding.
It is Eagles a shock. Fan base, guys like you?
Yeah, well, I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Falcons fan, despite right, false narratives.
Let's talk about Smith.
So Simone texted me in all caps and was like, he just retired. I guess, I don't know. I guess that's what maybe a little controversy weird in Eagles land does for a guy.
30 seconds or less. I'm asking you because you're in Eagles a relationship adjacent with one of the Eagles biggest adjacent Eagles fans I know.
Yes.
Is there worry in that fan base about that locker room?
Yes. Anytime A.J. Brown does anything, it is put under a microscope.
Here's my thing. I know we got to go to break. Sirianni might be a good coach, but I wonder how he is as a leader in the locker room, because remember after the Super Bowl year, their first Super Bowl appearance that they lost?
Yeah, they were 10-0.
They were, and then they turned into a blank show, and the locker room was a debacle. So I wonder how that
– feels a lot like that.
Everything's great when they're winning.
Right.
How is it when you lose?
To be continued. Well, coming up, the Falcons' victory Tuesday continues with us. We've talked about Bijan, but Drake had quite a night as well. We got to get into that, and we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ray McLeod and the situation around him just a little bit. Also, I've got three things on my notebook right in front of me that you might not have noticed last night. Some of the stuff in the weeds with the Atlanta Falcons, you do not want to miss that, I promise.
It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.